Paycheck, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Valetic. Claire rolled onto her stomach and peered at the clock radio on what had been Keith's bedside table. She'd woken early before dawn and had managed to doze off again. Now she was surprised to find it was after 10. Anyway, it was Sunday. She'd laze about till lunchtime if she wanted. Even after 4 months, she still found herself aching for Keith's embrace, his sweet, musky scent, and snippets of dreams came back to her. In one, they'd showered together and then made love in the lounge on the plush rug in front of the gas log fire. It had been beautiful. Him tender, giving. She responding, clinging to him. She'd woken hot and sweating, despite it being chilly outside, instantly feeling embarrassed at her arousal. But it hadn't been Keith's face at all, had it? No, the face had been blank. Who had it been? She shook her head, trying hard to remember. After a few moments, she gave up. In another dream, he'd been lying beside her, saying he loved her, that it was okay to move on, that it wouldn't mean she loved him any less. "I know you have needs," he'd said with a wink, before drifting from her slumbering memory. That had definitely been Keith. His face now came to her clearly. The slightly crooked, cheeky grin, the fringe he insisted on keeping too long to cover the scar above his left eye, apparently the result of a silly, drunken escapade at university. She'd never heard the full story. He'd always managed to sidestep her question with a well-timed hug. Now she'd never know. And she'd never have another of his comforting bear-like hugs. A tear escaped and her throat caught on the forming lump. She'd give her life for just one more hug with Keith. Would she ever find anything so comfortable again? Did she even want to look? "Oh, Keith," she whispered. If only she'd shown him more affection and not taken their contentment so much for granted. Claire roughly wiped the tears from her cheeks with the back of her hand, pushed aside her mop of unruly hair, and sat up.